Exits and Entrances, As Love Allows, written by Gina Ree. Audiobook narrated by Gina Ree. 1982, Decaffeinated. She was determined to drive west until she found at least a sliver of blue sky. The persistent rain had decaffeinated everything, from the sky itself to her hazel eyes that held nothing but a hollow gaze. The energy had long since been drained from it all. She was aware of the gray blanket that was weighing everything down and knew she needed to be intentional about finding the sun today. Long drives could be good for the soul, and today was the day she would indulge in one. The drone of the wipers had drawn her into a trance, and she'd not even realized the radio was off. She hadn't even searched the glove box for a map. Annalise realized how tightly she'd been gripping the large steering wheel. She decided she'd relax a bit and prop her knee up on the door with her foot tucked under her right leg. At some point, she had seen, and just as quickly disregarded, a welcome sign to Indiana. She had never left Ohio on her own before. Today, she was numb and okay with exiting her home state to chase the sun. Stopping twice for gas and snacks, she'd been on the road for hours and hours of quiet, wet road. The day was turning into evening, and she was still surrounded by rain. Sunlight would have to warm her tomorrow. She decided to watch for the next town and figure out where she was. She had left Ohio that morning and thought she was possibly to the other side of Indiana. Maybe she would just keep going until she ran out of road, or maybe gas. The car sputtered and stalled. "Good grief! Did I seriously just run out of gas? Get it together, girl!" She sat there in her car, realizing she had totally checked out. Her mind on the ridiculous mess she had just left in Ohio. She had not considered where she was or the fact that it was getting later in the day. She had been running. She had told herself it was chasing the sun, but she truly just didn't want to face the reality she had left behind. She had allowed herself a mental break from the stress, and it had led her to actually running out of gas. She was on a country road in Indiana somewhere. No gas station or payphone in sight. It didn't really matter. There was no one to call. No dad on the other end of the line saying, "I'll be there soon, just stay put." No mom telling her to check and see if there was gas in the emergency can in the trunk. Her foster parents had moved south in the fall, after she graduated. It had been a couple of years ago, but she still felt the void. Tears were at the edge of her eyes. It took a minute, but her resilience kicked in. She took a deep breath and got out of the car. She scanned the area. Fields were on both sides of the road. The sky was still releasing the dreary tears of the gray day, and it looked like she was about to have to take a long walk in it. "Great time to put my Walkman to work." She grabbed her jean jacket off the passenger seat. Her headphones found their resting place on her ears, and she pushed play. Her latest tape was on full blast. Chicago's Hard to Say I'm Sorry. It solidified the scene with her own personal soundtrack for the moment. She was already belting the lyrics when a truck flew past her, standing with her driver's side door open. They braked, then went on. "Really? Not even an ask? Oh, well." She reached in and turned on her hazard lights so they would start blinking, and then thought to lock the doors. She closed it up and walked around to the back to pop the hatch. The drizzle hadn't let up, and she was beginning to wonder how far she was going to have to go to find help. 2022, an undeniable day. A full head of curly gray, unruly hair lay against his left elbow that had sunk onto the top of the grand piano hours ago. His long, knotted fingers stretched out over the ivory keys that awaited his masterful touch. He'd not been able to leave behind the keys and the bench, not even for a beckoning night of sleep. This was the place where he'd spent so many beautiful hours with the love of his life. He was desperate to cling to the sense of her presence, in all the familiarity. He was certain he could even
Sample complete. Ready to continue?